Chancellor Merkel has now visited China 11 times since taking office in 2005. During her visits, Merkel is expected to meet with President Xi Jinping in Beijing. She's also scheduled to have engagements with German and Chinese businesses. China and Germany have maintained close business ties over the years, despite some challenges. Dr. Ulf Henning Richter is a business strategist based in China. He says both sides do recognize how important they are to one another.
We do know that, of course, China is our biggest market now, so we need to be very close to the Chinese market and also work together with Chinese firms to be able to compete here. So I think that's a very clear tendency that what has happened.
Stats indicate that trade volumes between the two countries neared $200 billion in 2018. Richter says Germany's major car companies, Huawei, and others have signed agreements to develop new technology in the automotive sector. But Germany has recently come under pressure from the U.S. not to use Huawei's technology for its 5G network and its autonomous cars. However, Richter says the two sides remain undeterred from working together, with Chinese companies gaining more access to the German and European markets. Dr. Cui Hongqian is the head of the European Studies Department at the China Institute of International Studies. He says China and Germany will use this visit to strengthen trade relations between the two countries.
Undoubtedly, I think it shows that China-Germany should try to keep the very good relations and the cooperation. But of course, on the other side, I think that it will also give some special sense for these relations between China and Germany, especially in current background.
He suggests the economic challenges in Germany necessitates that Merkel engages in serious talks with the world's second largest economy on trade. He adds both sides need to use this opportunity to also exchange ideas on how to clear the cloud of uncertainty that is currently looming large over global trade.
Both countries need to have some more discussion and some more cooperation to deal with any harm from this protectionism and unilateralism. So I think now is a good time, because as we know, this year there will be some a very, very important time to deal with some bigger challenges. For example, how could China, U.S., trade friction, and how could there will be a resort for this negotiation between European Union and the United States?
The leaders are likely to also talk about concluding negotiations on the EU-China Comprehensive Agreement on Investment.